Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Friday is movie day here on The Takeaway, and that means our movie date team. We have two big blockbuster movies, potential blockbusters, coming out this weekend. We'll review them right here for you. Afterward, we're going to follow up on a conversation about Disney's Lone Ranger from last week. Johnny Depp is in the news again, this time for some philanthropy that we're going to hear about. But first, a buddy comedy, Grown Ups 2, featuring Adam Sandler, Kevin James, David Spade, and Chris Rock, hits theaters today. Also, a highly anticipated science fiction film, Pacific Rim, Robots and Monsters, opens up to audiences today as well. As always, our Movie Date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, are here to weigh in on both films. Rafer, of course, film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. Hi, guys.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Always great to have you here. You can always subscribe to their podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. Okay, as usual, we are going to start with trivia. Now, Kristen, I just want to note, people are starting to notice how few of these you get right. I just want to point that out. No pressure. But you're starting to get a bit of a reputation for not being able to get my trivia questions, even when they're not that hard.
You're just too hard. You're too hard, Todd.
Well, let's see how we do today and if you can change your reputation around. Chris Rock is one of the stars of Grown Ups 2, as I mentioned. Listen to this clip from one of Chris Rock's first films. It's a bit of an old one. And see if you can identify the film. Don't answer now. We're going to save the answer until the end. Here's Chris Rock.
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh? Let me get one.
One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
This is Chris Rock from a movie. I'll give you a hint. It is from the 80s. One of his first films. I'm getting quizzical looks, but you might have it by the end. All right, file that one away. Let's start off with Grown Ups 2. As I mentioned, Chris Rock, David Spade, Adam Sandler, Kevin James. Let's hear a clip.
Look at this. Beers on ice. Hot ladies everywhere. This is how we used to do it.
This is Kappa Eta Sigma property.
Who?
So you might want to quit perving on our ladies and get back to your trailer homes.
Okay, easy there, Abercrombie.
I haven't been around this many arrogant white college kids since Eminem played Duke.
Rafer Guzman, my general rule in life, Adam Sandler's a big red light that I do not cross. He's in it. I don't go. Chris Rock is a green light, so I'm torn here.
Well, that was Taylor Lautner from Twilight that you heard in that clip. And I think you know you're in trouble when Taylor Lautner is the funniest person in the film.
Oh, dear.
This was, I thought, a really, really bad comedy from Adam Sandler on par with Jack and Jill and That's My Boy and other disasters.
They're all disasters you're describing.
It's just, it's a lot of toilet humor and none of it's funny. Nick Swardson is in it, who's really highly unwelcome as this really gross, mentally ill character. I just found the whole thing, for a movie that's supposed to be about family and friends and hometown and this kind of warm, fuzzy feeling, I found the whole thing really unpleasant and dirty and unlikable.
Kristen Meinzer, is there anything about Grown Ups 2 that you can redeem?
I do have to agree that Taylor Lautner is hilarious in it. The Jay Giles band makes an appearance at a wild party.
Awesome.
But other than that, it's just, you know, it's a day in the life of a bunch of middle-aged guys who love their wives and want a party, and that's about it. And it's perfectly fine if you have nothing else to watch, but I wouldn't recommend it as a destination movie.
Right. Well, I have plenty of other better things to do, especially, I hate to say it, when Adam Sandler's involved. I would have taken yes for an answer since Chris Rock is in it, but I guess not. Let's move on to Pacific Rim, director Guillermo del Toro. This is takes place in the future, in the 2020s, when colossal monsters called kaiju are attacking the Earth. Now, I'm familiar with the concept of kaiju through Kaiju Big Battle and monster battles and stuff like that, you know, Japanese monsters fighting in cities. So let's listen to a clip.
What the hell do you want a secondary brand for anyway? I mean, every part of the kaiju sells. Cartilage, spleen, liver, even the crap.
But the brain, too much ammonia.
So what's the deal, little fella?
Well, that's classified. So I couldn't tell you, even if I wanted to. But it is pretty cool.
Guys, I can urge people who don't know what kaiju is to check it out and look for kaiju on YouTube. Monsters fighting in a wrestling ring. Do I want to see it on a grand electronic blockbuster scale, Kristen?
I am going to say something no one's going to expect. Yes, absolutely.
Really?
You should see this. Yeah. I laughed and laughed and laughed when I first saw the trailers and the headlines. In order to fight monsters, we had to create monsters. And I thought, this is ridiculous. But humans, they get together. They build these giant robots to fight the giant monsters. The giant robots are called Jaeger, as in Jägermeister. And people have to operate these robots. You have to have a team of two people in each one.
Takes cooperation.
It does. It does take cooperation internationally and between humans to fight these monsters. And a lot of it's just visually fantastic because Guillermo del Toro, who you may remember from Pan's Labyrinth, just makes things so beautiful. So I'd recommend it.
Rafer, Kaiju and Pacific Rim?
I mean, the more you're talking about it, the dumber that movie gets to me. I'm flashing back to how stupid that film was. It really, I think the only people that are going to see this are going to be huge kaiju fans or people under six. I really can't see anybody else sitting through this film.
And there's actually not a great deal of overlap between those two groups.
No, I don't think there is.
So really a no-go for most sentient adults.
Yes, I really thought this film was an absolute disaster.
I am a kaiju fan. I may go. I may not spend full price to see it. We'll have to see. All right, I wanted to move on to some other news that we mentioned. We were talking about Johnny Depp's portrayal of Tonto in The Lone Ranger for the last couple of weeks and some of the reaction to it. Now, Johnny Depp, Kristen Meinzer, is making other news in this regard with what? What's he up to?
Well, he has offered to buy the Wounded Knee land, which in South Dakota, there's been a battle over what to do with this land. The man who owns it was offering to sell it to the Lakota tribe for a huge exorbitant amount of money, and they couldn't afford it. And then he had a deadline where he was going to put it up for sale to the general public. But this week, Johnny Depp's reps reached out to the Lakota tribe and said, you know what? The man who owns the land, we're going to buy it from him and we're going to give it to you. And I talked with the tribe this week and they said nothing is in writing yet, but this conversation has definitely happened.
Now, is this the kind of thing that Johnny Depp would have been planning all along, or is this an overt reaction to the criticism he got as a white guy for playing a Native American in Lone Ranger?
Well, if it's the latter, I'm just going to quote something that Rafer said to me. It's not going to improve ticket sales.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. Okay, well, message received. It's still a comment on the quality of Lone Ranger there. All right, a little bit of Johnny Depp news that we got there and the Lakota tribe. Let's go back to trivia now. I played for you a clip of Chris Rock from one of his first films. I'll give you a hint from 1988. Listen again.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
The famous one rib scene. It's gotten to be a bit of a classic. Kristen Meinzer, what is the name of that film?
Oh my God, is it Being There?
Kristen Meinzer extends her reputation of not being able to get my trivia questions. Rafer, sometimes you get them.
I'm not going to do much better. I'm going to take a stab and say House Party.
Not a bad guess. I'm going to get you Sucker.
Oh.
Directed and produced by Keenan Ivory Wayans, which he starred in, Chris Rock, and lots of other actors. Jim Brown, a classic. I love that movie, 1988. Sorry, guys. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer at The Takeaway, our movie date team. Sorry you didn't get it, but thanks for stopping, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
Well, here's a reminder. If you want to catch up on the movies or listen back to anything you've heard on the show, check us out at thetakeaway.org. And we always want to hear from you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we're on Twitter at The Takeaway. We know that we've got a lot of people listening to us for the first time, and we thank you for your company. We hope you have a terrific weekend. Your real host, John Hockenberry, will be here on Monday, and I hope that you can join him then. I will be back in Washington, D.C. as correspondent doing my regular job. I'm Todd Zwillick, and this is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.